USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden is getting another negative report card as he enters his second year in office.
President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Andrew on Fox Business Network says he thinks things aren't going to get any better for the American people.
I think there's going to be more problems because, frankly, with all that they're doing with the vax mandates and some of the other issues are only going to increase inflation because there are going to be more dollars running after less goods because some people aren't going to get the vaccine, and when they don't, then they're not going to be able to work in certain areas.
An AP poll found more Americans are now identifying as Republicans than Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, another COVID-19 variant has emerged, a subvariant of Omicron called BA2. It's in 40 countries, including the United States, and is under investigation by UK health officials. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As more U.S. lethal aid has arrived Tuesday in the Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains the Pentagon's stance for offering 8,500 U.S. troops to NATO allies in the region.
The actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to potentially violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about I don't think anybody wants to see another war on the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This can be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating, by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. And that's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.